Israeli ambassador, we struck Iran on day Trump's deadline to them had passed. By Ian Hanchett on June 14, 2025. On Friday's PBS NewsHour, Israeli ambassador to the United States Yehia Leiter stated that Israel's strikes against Iran fell on the day that the 60-day timeline given by President Donald Trump to Iran expired. Leiter said, "We'd like to see the talks move forward, but we're not confident that the Iranians will come around to a deal. We were skeptical from the outset. We encouraged the talks, because it's important to try to pursue a path of negotiation, rather than a military one. But the fact of the matter is that the Iranians are ideologically and theologically committed to destroying Israel. And they have no intention whatsoever of drawing back their nuclear program, nuclear weaponization program." He continued, "Look, the fact of the matter is that the President of the United States gave the Iranians 60 days. Yesterday was the 61st day. It's over, number one. Number two, the IAEA issued a scathing report. This is not an Israeli report. This is an International Atomic Agency report, which basically indicted the Iranian regime for violations and for the development of a nuclear weapons program. And we see, this is the most important point, Anna. We see, in our intel, that they're racing forward to achieve the weaponization of enriched uranium. That means a nuclear bomb. That changes the world. And, for us, it changes the entire equation, because it endangers our very existence. We can't live with that." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.